100%. Okay, today's daf is Samach Tes. We're in Samach Ches Amud Beis by the two dots. So the simanim here are Seder Hanatz Agali Tehil Siman. These are simanim of Shilas from Rami Bar Chama. We have four questions from Rami Bar Chama, and throughout we're going to have other interesting questions come up. So, Boy Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had the following subject. Shtei Halechem, the Shtei Halechem, right, which comes on Shuas, and it's Matir, the Chita for Hekdesh, the new Chita for Hekdesh, Mahu Sheyatirish Lo Kesidra, can it work out of order? So what does that mean? So Eichidami, what's the question? Gemara says as follows, Kigon Dizar Inhu Bein HaOmer V'Shtei Halechem. What did you do? Is you planted wheat between the time that you were Makim the Omer and the time that of the Shtei Halechem. I mean, like in this month, the Iyar. And all you need is it to take root for it to be good. And you usually say it takes 3 or 4 days for it to take root. So you planted it during that time, the in-between period. So then it passed one Shavuos. And then the next Pesach, the Omer. And then it passes Omer. So now, basically, the wheat normally can become mutter for the Karbanos. It usually works that first is Omer, and then there's Atzeres, the Shtei Halechem. What we did here is the other way around. It first passed on Atzeres. Now it passed the Halachim. So now in this in-between period between Iyar and the Shavuos, can you use that wheat that was planted last year in Iyar for the Karbanos, for the Korban Mincha? Because it passed Omer and Shtei Halechem, it's out of order. The Gemara asks, right, the Gemara's question, my Kisidron Sharyon, can you only use the Shtei Halechem if you do it in order? Only when they come in the right order, which we just mentioned was, it has to be first the Korban Omer and then the Shtei Halechem. Right? My Kisidron Sharyon, Shalok Kisidron Lo Sharyon, if it's out of order, it doesn't work, and therefore you'd have to wait again till Atzeres year two. So it was planted after the Omer on year one. It passes Atzeres year one, then has to pass the Karban Omer in year two, and then the Atzeres again in year two. Odim Alok Kisidron Ami Sharyon. Oh, you say that you can, even if it's out of order, it works. As long as it passes an Omer and Atzeres, doesn't matter which order, then that wheat is good, is mutter to be brought as a carbon. So the Gemara is trying to answer the subject. Amar Rabba, Tashma, come in here, the Raya from the following Brisa. The Pasuk says, in Takriv Minchas Bikurim, this is the Pasuk where Gemara says, the Minchas Omer Kasa Madaber. We're talking about the Korban Omer. So the question is, from what items does the Korban Omer come from? The Gemara says, Meheichon Aba'a, from where does it come from? The Gemara says, Minchas Omer, the Brisa says, it comes from the barley. Where it says, Ata Omer Min HaSa'orim, or Reino Elam Enachitim. You say, you're so sure it comes from barley, maybe it comes from wheat. Who says it comes from the barley? From our answers, the person with Reisig gives three answers. First answer is, Rabbi Leza Omer, Ne'amar Ovid V'Vetzrayim, and Ne'amar Ovid V'Doros. By the Makas Bara, it says, V'Hapishta V'Hasa'ora Nukasa, Hi HaSa'ora Ovid V'Hapishta Gibbo. Sa'ora, barley, is apparently the spring, the Ovid produce. It's the Ovid fruit that comes up. The Nemar Aviv Ladoros. And by the Minchas Omer, it says, in Takriv Minchas Bikurim Hashem Aviv, there has to be in the Aviv, right? So Ma Aviv Omer B'Mitzrayim, the Aviv that's mentioned in Mitzrayim is Seorin, right? Because it says, Ki HaSeorah Aviv, it was, the Seorah was hit. Ab Aviv Omer Ladoros Seorin. So too about Aviv, for instance, by the Korban Omer, it's talking about Seorin. That's answer number one, that we know that the Minchas Omer comes from Seorin. Number two, Rabbi Kiva Omer as follows: Matzinu Yachid Shemevi Chobasim Menachitin. We find that a Yachid can bring a Korban Mincha from the Chitin, right? That's the only reason Mincha is called it's a series of Eifos Solis, right? It comes from the Chitin, and the Chobasim and a Seorim, and a Yachid can bring a Korban Mincha from Seorim. Sometimes a Yachid can bring a Mincha from Korban Seorim. The Yachid sometimes may have to bring from the Seorim. It's only Mincha is better than Mincha Sota. But you see that the Menachos of a Yachid can come either from Chitin and Seorim. Tzibor, when it came to the Tzibor, Korban Tzibor, Shemevim Chovas Min HaChitin, we have the Shtei Halechem that we know for sure come from the Chitin, right? Mevim Tzibor, Shemevim Chovas Min HaChitin, Mevim Chovas Min HaSorin. They also have to find another place where they bring their Korban Chovas from Sorin, because they have to be equal. Yachim has two instances, Tzibor has two instances. Ve'im Ata Omer, and if you can tell me that the Korban Omer, Bam Min HaChitin, comes from the wheat, we're not going to find this equality where there's going to be a Korban Tzibor that comes from Seorim. So therefore, it must be the Omer comes from the Seorim. Last answer, Dover Acher, Imata Omer, Omer Ba Menachitin, Ein shtei halechem bikurim. If you're going to tell me that the omer comes from the korban, comes from the wheat, you're not going to find that the shtei halechem is the first mincha, is the first offering of its kind, because you have the omer that was offered beforehand. Right, Rashi says, "Ein shtei halechem bikurim sharei tikriv lemezbeach michite shana zo." Because you're ready. I should say that word. Sharei karav lemezbeach michite shana zo. You're ready with machir from the mezbeach wheat from this year. The Rachmana Karina Bikurim, the Ksiva Yom Bikurim. Rachmana, the Torah calls the Mincha, the Shtei Lechem as Bikurim. It's supposed to be the first. How can it be the first if it's the second? It's mutually exclusive. The Gemara says, wait a second. The Im Isa, and if you're going to, okay, we're trying to answer whether it can be out of order. The Gemara says, the Im Isa, and if you're going to tell me, the Shtei HaLechem Shlo Kesidron Sharyan, if the Shtei HaLechem can work out of order, Mishkachasla, I can find a way where both the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem are coming from the Chitin, and the Shtei HaLechem is still the first produce that's being offered. How? In our case. Mishkachas lo kigon demakriv omer mehanach the usher's code dem l'shtei halechem ubasar omer the ishtakan. What happens is you makriv the korban omer on Pesach from the chitim that took root prior. So makriv minchas omer, right? You makriv the omer mehanach the usher's code dem l'shtei halechem ubasar omer the ishtakan. So you makriv the minchas omer from those wheat that took root before the akrava of the shtei halechem and after the akrava of the omer of last year. Okay, so you take, what happened is, you do the Omer from that wheat that was planted in Iyar, from that in between time. V'shtei halechem, and then you take v'shtei halechem, mehanach the usher's kodim omer, the hashnach, u'basar shtei lehem, the ishtakan. And then you take the shtei halechem, your makriv, the wheat that took root before this year's Korban Omer, but after the Shtei Lechem of last year. So basically what happens is that this Korban Omer, this Shtei Lechem is being from this year's first fruit, because the Omer is from last year's, from in between. So you see that it works. If that would work, then you have a case, what you end up having now is you have a case where the Shtei Lechem is brought, the Omer is brought from Chitin, and nevertheless, the Shtei HaLechem is the first of wheat to be offered, because the Omer is being brought from wheat. The Omer is being brought from wheat that took root after last year's Omer, and the Shtei HaLechem is from before this year's Omer. So it's different time period. The Gemara says, I'm not sure it's clear about the answer. The Gemara says, "Mi sabrat bikurim lepiri karminan lemizbeach karminan v'ha'okalei mizbeach mipiri d'harshata." Mara says, do you think, when we say that the Torah says that the Shtei HaLechem have to be the first, that they're the Bikurim, right? Does that mean that it has to be it's Bikurim, the Pir, the Chitin, the Tluyim, the Bikurim. I'm not sure what it means. I think it says, do you think that what we're saying is that the Chitin that are brought have to be Asher L'Mikdos? They have to be the only one, that nothing else was Matir yet. Mara says, no. It's basically saying that for the Bikurim, for the Korban Shtei HaLechem, it has to be the first wheat offered that year. Not the first wheat that's mutter during the year. It's just that there can't have been other wheat korbanos offered that year. And in this case, if you put up the Omer from Chitin, it won't be the Shtei HaLechem won't be the first. I think that's what it means. Okay. That was Rami Bar Kama's first question. Rami Bar Kama's second question. Boy, Rami Bar Kama, Shtei HaLechem, right? When it comes to Shtei HaLechem, so Shtei HaLechem is matir also to bring Bikurim from the Peiros Iwan, right? Mar says on Daf Pei Dalid that the Shtei HaLechem allows you to bring the fruits from the tree. The question is, you know, it has to be in a certain stage. They have to have grown a certain amount in order to be considered this year's produce. So Rabbi Rochama asks, Hanot Shasharia or Hanot Shasharia? Does the Shtei HaLechem matir all fruits that have Hanotza, or even if it's just Hanotza? Hanotza, I think, means where the fruit comes out, and the leaf has already fallen off, and the Hanotza, I think, is an earlier stage. No, it's the other way around. Hanotza is a later stage. Hanotza is an earlier stage. My Rashi is Hanotza Havipiri Yosei Me Hanotza. I don't know what the stages are. I mean, it says in English. what the stages are in the actual growth of the fruit. So the Gemara asks, "My hanatza, my chanata. What's the case of hanatza and what's chanata? Ilema hanatza deperia, the chanata deperia. If you're going to tell me that the topic is whether or not the fruit has grown into this status, into this stage yet, so the Gemara says, "Hasel hashrosh shari and hanatza chanata b'boyin." We already said that the shtei lechem and the omer work for any produce that took root. Well, taking root is clearly an earlier stage than hanatza or chanata. So if it matches something that took root, it's clearly going to match something that's chanata or chanata. Right? If it's too early, then we can't consider that this year's produce. So it has to be something that's considered that it grew enough to consider this year's produce. It's considered this year's produce if it took root. Chanata and chanata are after that. So it's clearly this year's produce and it's going to come out here. Come out here. So Ella, chanata de Allah, the chanata de Allah. We're talking about the leaves of the tree. Right, chanata de Allah, the chanata de Allah. We're talking about, like, the leaves of the tree. Mi habiki hashrasha olo. Do we view the growth of the leaves like hashrasha or not? I guess the leaves grow before the fruit. The leaves grow before the fruit. I'm just guessing. So the leaves grow before a fruit. So when the leaves, I guess, sprout, is that considered taking root? Similar to the wheat. When the wheat takes root, it didn't grow. You didn't have the stalks grow. It just took root. So is that considered taking root or not? So if it's considered taking root, then the fruit that grows off of that is going to become mutter this year. If it's not considered taking root, then the fruit that grows after that, from there, is going to be considered next year's produce. And therefore it would be mutter this year. Whereas don't have an answer. Tishvi, Taras, Kushios, or Bonus. That's topic number two of Rami Bar Chama. Topic number three. Now we're going to interject a few other questions in Rami Bar Chama, not Rami Bar Chama, but other people's questions. Okay. Boi Rav Bar Rav Chanan. Chitin Shezar Vikarka. Omer Matirin or Ein Omer Matirin. Right? So the chitin are planted in the field, and now the carbon omer passes. Is the omer matirik for the hedjot, right, to eat? Oh, ain't omer matiran. So Gemara says, wait a second, hey chidami. We know this rule. Id the ishrus, if it took root, tanina. Id the low ishrus, if it didn't take root, tanina. Because the Mishnah says, we'll see on that in tomorrow's daf, in hishrisha kodim omer, if they took root prior to the omer, then omer matiran. Im lav asur mashiva or hava. It all depends whether it took root prior to this omer. So what's the shayla? So Gemara says, no, lo tsaricha. What happens is you cut it. I think you cut it and then you replanted it. Right? You cut the wheat from this tefua and then you planted it after the omer. Right? Okay. But asa omer the chalifalayu, and then an omer came. The kamibayile, and the question is, mahu l'natuke umecha minayu kemand shadi v'kaladami v'sharin omer odim v'batelu gabi aro. Basically, what happened is you had the wheat. Okay, you have full grown wheat, I guess, and then you replant it. What prior to the omer, it didn't take root yet. So the question is, now that you cut this wheat and you put it back in the ground, do we view the ground as a kad, it's as if you put it into a pitcher? So you put it into a pitcher, then it's fine. Or do we say, no, that now it becomes bustle, that it was replanted, and this replanting didn't take root prior to the omer, and now it's us until next year. What? I don't know. He says, mal, that's the case, right? The chatsinu, vizarinu kodul omer. But us omer v'choli falayu, v'kamiboy le'maru l'nekute g'meicham l'ayu. Can you take these chitim, before they take root? The question is whether or not you view it as putting it in the ground, whether you view that as putting it into a pitcher, meaning it's just putting it away for storage, or do you view it as it's a new planting? As a new planting, you'd have to wait till next year because it didn't take root prior to the omer. Another topic. What? That's the whole thing with Rosh Hashanah and the Chasidus. I don't know. No, here we have a rule that it has to take root. So here's the question though is whether once it took root, does it have to take root again?
How is it any different than another year when you
were because I have a fully grown, I'm not putting in seeds or kernels.
But that's how they grow the wheat every year. They take the kernels and they
No, but here's not the kernels. You're taking the wheat and planting it.
Oh, you're taking the kernels.
Yeah? Then what's the shiloh? Then what's the shiloh? That's a regular thing.
Again, the point is, the article says that he harvested the wheat and took the wheat after last year's Omer, and then planted it before last year's Omer.
Right.
The planted wheat was thus still forbidden because the Omer arrived.
Right. So he took
it. But yeah, not real chicken wheat.
Right. Okay. The next shiloh. Similar idea. Yesh lehen ona or ein lehen ona? Do these stalks of wheat constitute karka for ona purposes as well? Because the law is ein ona, there's no ona by karkos. Right? The din by ona is the overcharge. Overcharge less than the 6 mechakas kaim, the actual 6 mechakas kaim, but you have to return the 6, more than the 6, then the mechakas batal. But it doesn't apply to karkos. So Gemara says, so if this is considered that it's just put into a pitcher, then it's not calcium, they're not calcium. If they're considered that they're, it's the same something. If they're considered they're actually part of the ground, then there's no ona. So Gemara's answer, what's the case? So Hefki Dami, what's the case where you would have ona in this instance? Elaim of the Amrale, if the case is where the moker says where the seller says to the purchaser, Shedaba Shita, I planted six units worth of the chitin, and therefore I'm gonna sell you that amount. I'm pre-selling you the six, right? But also Sahadi Amri, and witnesses come and say, Delo Shadaba El Khamisha, you only planted 5, so that's exactly 6 more, so there would be Ona. But Amaraba, Kol Dava Shabimidu Vishamishko Vishaminyan, I feel Pakus Mikhe Ona Choser. Here's not an Ona case. Ona is where you misjudge the value. Not where you misjudge the amount. If what? Right, if you misjudge the quantity as opposed to, it's not a judgment call here, Ona is a judgment call. How much is this worth? Here, I say it's going to be 6, and it's 5. That's an Ona, it's a mecha toast. Because I had come out to buy 6, and you only sold me 5. So even if you say that even if you would say that these wheats are considered karka, there's still Ona here. Not a necessary Ona, it's a mecha, the mecha is not going to work because it's mecha toast. Because it's a davar shebimin, it's a davar shebimishko. So Ella, what's the case? The Amrolei, with the Mocha says to the Kona, Shadabok de Boile. I planted in this field the amount that's royal for this field. Doesn't give an amount. Doesn't give a set amount. But Asu Sahade, and witnesses come and say, but Amid Losha de Boile. No, he was lazy, and he did not plant the amount that this field could have, the maximum amount that this field could have taken. Yesh Lehen Ona, is there Ona? Why? If there were, how would there be Ona? Is Yesh Lehen Ona or not? Right? So the question is, the command is Shadi Bechadadani. Do we view these wheats that are already fully grown and then replanted, do we view them in the ground as if they were put into a pitcher, into a cod, and therefore they're still metalphalin, and therefore what? They would be ona, right? O Dilma, right? The command of Shadi B'chad Adami and Yesh Lehen ona. O Dilma Batul Hu L'Gabi Ara. Or do we say that they're Batul L'Gabi Ara? They're Batul Mavutal, they become Karak again, and therefore Eim Lehen ona. Right? Just what Tosas points out, when Rava says that Kol Dover Shabamida Vishamishko Shabaminyan, I feel a Pachos Dechonah Choser, what does that mean? There's a major Machlos Bishonim in Bavavasar as to whether or not that means it's Ona and the whole time Mechaf is Batel, or it just means you return the amount. Tosas points out here, Lo Sheyachzir Ona, it's not just that you have to return the extra amount, Elo Afilo Bitul Mechachavi, it's Bitul Mechach, completely Batel. He quotes later on from the Rashbam, from Ben Shmuel, Lo Peirish Cain. He says that what it is that it's basically stage 2 ona, which is we return the extra amount. It's two, because we mentioned the 3 different levels of ona. That's the machlokes we've shown him. It's above Messiah Sugya. There's a Rashba in there also. He goes, okay, fine. We don't have time. We'll go right there. Okay. So, Gemara then says, fine, that's question number 2, right? This again is the suffix of Rav Baruch Hanan. We have 2 out of 3 sfeikos. The whole question is, with a replanted wheat, it's considered metalsmin or karka. Okay, suffix number 3, nishboin alehen, or einishboin alehen. Do you take an oath regarding them? Again, we say, because einishboin al karkos. So if these items are considered karka, whatever the case is, it's my clothes we've shown him, whatever the case is, you would not take a shvua, because einishboin al karkos. But if they're considered kamuka kada, it's considered as if they're just put into a pitcher, then those are considered metalsmin, and you would have to take a shvua. Right? Rashi Gemara says, Mishboin Aleihem, no way Mishboin Aleihem, right? Kiddushadji Bekata Dami, are they put like they're in a picture, and therefore Kotali Domo, and therefore they're considered Metaphilim, and therefore Vinishboin Aleihem. Well, Dilma Batil Hul Gab of Ara, they become a Batil Gabi the Karka, and therefore Kimikarkoi Domo, they become similar to Karka, and Einishboin Aleihem, and therefore Teku. The question I'm trying to figure out, right, I was trying to figure out what's the case we have to take a Shua with these pieces of wheat. So I saw a few answers. So, right, Rashi and Bavmatsia says the case is where I claim from you that I made a deal that you're going to plant in my field 6 sa'in that I gave you, and you only planted 5. You only planted 5. And you claim that I told you to plant 5.5 or something like that. So therefore, you're more than a mixus. You're more than a mixus in the amount that you came to, that you wanted to plant, and therefore you're chai b'shvua more than a mixus. Right, Tosfos Rosh over there asked, well, how can you say this is, if that's the case, what's the suffix, that the potatoes for karka? What's the shayla over there? The question is, how many pieces of wheat I gave you? When I gave you the pieces of wheat, they were clearly metalkalim. So what's the shayla, whether it's karka or not? Right, the shayla has to be whether or not when they replanted, are they considered metalkalim? In the case that Rosh just described, it's prior to that step. Right, so that was a Rosh, that's Tosfos Rosh question over there. So he says, the bridge on a ritva, the cases where someone says, I lent you six whatever measurements of these chitin, and you claim to pay back I paid back 5.5. That would be the same thing. That's the same case. So that's why it doesn't make sense. That's just metalflin. It's clearly a metalflin case. So therefore he says, and maybe the question is that we're talking about Shmuel's Eid Echad. Which I claim from you that I said that the chitim that are in this karka are mine, and the other one says, no, they're not yours. I can still that these are mine. You say, no, they're yours. And you have an Eid, and I have an Eid Echad that says that they're mine, the ones that are planted. So if they're viewed as metalflin, then you've got to take a shua. Shmuel's Eid Echad. If they're viewed as karka, you don't have to take a shua. That's a little more involved here. The Sheikh of Quebec has asked an interesting question. He goes, wait a second, what's the case here to begin with? I don't have an answer for this. All these things are, is you say that it's 6 or it's 5, they're all right here. It's Halach. Halach is Pater from Shur, right, to begin with. Getting it to above the Messiah's sugyas in the middle of Menachos, but there's just the Machlokes Rishonim had to figure out what the case of the eight Echad is. The Ritva says even more. The Ritva says another case. We're talking about Shuas HaShomrim. Talking about Shuas HaShomrim, right, this is all based on the Gemara Bavim Tzion, Dafman Bavim Advais. The Ritva says, talking about the case where it's Bodim, where it's the Shomer. I claim that I gave you 5 sa'in, to watch these 5 sa'in, I guess, in the Karka, and you said there's only 4. And then something happens to it, so you have to take a Shuas HaShomrim. So that's if it's within a Karka, you don't take a Shuas, but sometimes you do take a Shuas. 3 ways to learn that. You know what it is? It's the 3 types of shuls that you'd have. Modzim mixus, eight after shuls shomrim. Each rishonim trying to figure out which one would be the shul that comes in here. Okay, back to Rami Bar Chama. Topic number 3 of Rami Bar Chama. Bayi Rami Bar Chama. Okay, chitin shebegale bakar usaorin shebegale behema mahu. You find the wheat or barley in the excrement of the animals. I remember I was in Israel for the year. We took a tiul and the guide took us around, and he found dung of some animal, and he opened it up, and there was mamish full grain, full barley and wheat in there that could be replanted and even eaten. And the reason why I'm not giving the guy's name is because he put it in his mouth. So he washed it and put it in his mouth. But the point being is that this stuff is roy to be used, right? Because it's not fully digested. So the Gemara says, the question is, well, what's the din? So the question is, what are we talking about? The din for what? That's not the worst one today. Lemai, what are we asking about? If talking about whether this is considered food, and therefore it could come Tamei Tumas Oakland, it can have the status of food to become Tamei Tumas Oakland, right? Tanina, we already know this. We have a Tosefta Taharos that says the following. Tosefta says, Chitin Shebri'i Bakar, Usorim Shebelo Behema, you have the wheat in the, or the barley in the dung of the animals. Chishav Aleim Lachila, this is where you mentioned Stuy for, if you thought about it for it to be food, then therefore, ein mitamei tumas ochlin. Being just thinking that it's enough, that it's food, that's not enough to make it ochlin. Rather, lipton lachila, but if you gather them to rechila, then they're mitamei tumas ochlin. So it all depends on what you use it for. But we know the answer, whether or not it's considered something that's right to become tamei tumas ochlin. Depends if you did a maisa. If you just had machshav, it's not. If you had to do a ma'isa and gather it, it is going to become a tabit to us oakland. Right? Rashi says chishim aleim ba'odim berei. Then that's not considered. That's not enough. But that can't be the suffix, because either way, we know the answer based on the tosefta. So what's the question? Ela liminachos. Can you use the wheat from the dung, plant it, and use it for minachos? Well, sorry, step ahead. Can you use the wheat for minachos? The Gemara says, wait a second. Pshita d'lo. You can't use this barley right here as minachos. It's disgusting, right? Because Pasuk says, right? Pasuk of Malachi, we've seen it a few times. Hakrevu na lifecha secha. Basically, it has to be nice. This is disgusting. This is wheat from the dung. You can't use this and mock with this to on the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, no, the question is, what you did is you gathered the wheat from all the excrement, and then you planted it. Right? And now you want to bring korban menachos from what was grown from these pieces of wheat.
Wow.
Or barley. The only korban menachos that comes from Seorin is there are not so many, most of them are menachos. So my, what's the din? Mishum de miusa hu, the cave of the Zarei Atbumus Hasayah. What was the reason why the original wheat was pasul? If we say it's because it was disgusting, well right now you sort of replanted it, it's not disgusting anymore. It's a new variant, a new entity, and therefore you can't be mocked of it. Odilma, and I don't say how this works, Odilma Mishoki Kishusahi. Maybe because when the wheat went through the digestive tract of the animal, it becomes a weaker wheat, and therefore it can't make such a nice produce. And that's why it's possible. And therefore, if you replant it, it has the same characteristics of its mother, and it can't make such beautiful wheat. And that's why it's possible. Right? And so too now, after it grew, it's also considered kishkusha, and therefore it's not ready to be brought on the Mizbeach.
How could it be any different than destroying or harming wheat in any other way?
Right, that's right. They bring that according to the sheet, according to Rashi. Then it's only a list of fila that shouldn't go on, but the evidence went on to be mutter. Carried over points that out. Maybe that's addressing your issue. So again, the Gemara says teku. Right, it seems that the Karen Ower points out that it seems to be that if you say the issue is because of meals, then it should be possible with the evidence. It's meals. It's disgusting. Say the issue is because kishkusha. Then it's maybe just b'dieved because it's weaker. Big deal. It's a weaker. It's not as great. But it's not disgusting. So maybe it can still go up on the Mizbeach. Okay.
Well, you have to know exactly where your wheat kernel comes from.
Well, it's probably didn't. I mean, I don't know the Matzius. I don't know if you have to go that far. But here's the case where you went to the place and you found it in there. So I don't know what the Matzius would be. Question number four, Rami Bar Chama. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Peel, you have an elephant. Shebala kefifa mitzris. It swallowed whole a basket made out of palm fibers. Rashi says that kefifa is kupa mitzris mitsure dekel. It's from like fibers of the palm. And what happens? The hekia derech vesarei, yimau. It excreted it. It let it out. And it came out whole. Okay? It came out whole. So what's the story with this basket? So Moshe says, "Lamai, what's the question? What's our halachic question that's coming out from here? Lamai, ilemal mevakel tumasa. Let's say that you're worried about whether now this basket, which was tame before, is it still considered tame when it comes out of the elephant? Right? Maybe that's the suffix, right?
It's still
a kli. Right. It was tame before, and it's still a kli. Right. But
it's still a kli.
Well, that's the question. If after it comes out, is it now a new? Maybe it's something new now, and it was." And its original status is bako, and it's no longer tame. Gemara says, no, that's not an answer. That's not the camp of the shalach, because we all know that from the Mishnah Kalim, the 25th parak of Mishnah Kalim. Everyone knows that. Tanina, right? Tanina, we learned it in that Mishnah. I bet you even the guys who learn Kalim when they have a shloshim would not know to put that together. They had to answer the shalach in the Gemara here. Right? Tanina, kol ha-kalim yordin le tumasim b'machshava, vein olin b'tumasim ela b'shim b'maisim. How do you get rid of tumah by a kli? They only get rid of the tumah by a kli if you do an action to it. A shinui ma'isa. Machshava alone is not enough to take away the status of the kli, right? Rashi says, "Yordan de tumasim machshava." Right? Once you kavan the chashav alav ledavar she'ein bo chisar malacha. Once you have kavana that this item is going to be some other item that's not missing any malacha, that's considered enough to make it a kli. What's an example? Kagon or metukon. You have this type of leather. Stama limin nalayim omid. The ain makabel tuma. Right now, how it is, I'm supposed to make it into shoes. So right now, it's not a kli. It's nothing. It's a piece of leather wind to become a shoe. But what happens? Right? So ain makabel tuma achi yasu nalayim. But at that moment, chishav alel lasso shulchan. They say, you know what? I don't want it to become shoes. I'm changing my mind. I want it to become a tablecloth. A leather table cover. So then all of a sudden, the ain't chas v'shum halacha, it's completely roy to be a table cover right now, the hashna miyad roy l'sukha mekabel tumah miyad. It becomes tumah right away. But to become something that's become tumah, it's be mekabel tumah right away, you just need machshava. But to take it out of the status of a kli, you have to do, an action has to be done to it, right? The ain't omen, Mutumas and Rashi says, in it lo, el b'shinu maisi. You go nishpru taharu. If you have a chair, that's tummy. The only way to get to mitar it, besides kashra, is you break it. Or a piece of pottery, or something like that. You have to break it. But hachla, in the case over here, of the elephant, so what happened to the basket? Nothing. It went through the digestive tract. There was no shunamaisa done to it, right? But hachla, lekos shunamaisa, the shlema hikia. It excreted it, complete. So nothing happened. So that can't be the shayla. Nothing happened to the basket itself. From a physical standpoint, it's still the same clear that came out. There was no shunamaisa. It's gross, but there's no shunamaisa over here. Umar says, we'll get to get similar cases. Right. Well, that's a whale. Let's say Yonah was found dead in the whale. And you know what happened inside. The Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, Tosos brings up certain cases. The Bala Hutsin, the case really is, not when the peel swallowed the basket, the peel swallowed, the elephant swallowed the leaves, I guess. And then it excreted the leaves. And then you took those things that came out and you made the basket from those items. Mi have equal. Are those considered disgusting enough when they come out? The havele and then become kikli galalim and they become a kli made from excrement.
They call it digestive.
What?
Digestive.
Right. Are they considered digestive enough? The havele kikli galalim and they become kikli galalim and the halacha is. Right, or Kli Adama, the Emekabel Tumah, the Nakmekabel Tumah, the Amar Mark, Kli Avon, Kli Galon, Kli Adama, Emekabel Tumah, Loma Dibrito, Loma Dibrito. From those items, if you make a Kli out of the excrement of the animal, they cannot be Mekabel Tumah. And this thing may be considered that way. Odilma, or maybe Lo have an equal. Maybe it's not considered, they came out whole. They came out whole, they didn't, I guess, go through, it's not considered excrement. And therefore, if you make a Kli out of it, it will become a Tumah. So Gemara says, okay, we'll answer the question from the following case. We'll try to answer the suffix from following. From Meha, the Amar Ula Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yehotzad. Mai said there was a case. Ubalu Ze'evim Shnei Tinokus Ve'evi Hayardin. I don't know whether they ate them alive or dead. Basically, two wolves. Two wolves ate two little babies. I guess whole. Okay, and then they excreted them. Right, they threw the meat, you know, the fat and the bones. Ubam masei lefnei chachamim, and it came before the chachamim. The tiru es habasar. They said that the meat that came out is considered tameh. There's no tumah mase associated. Rashi says the tiru es habasar ama habeikol. So mashma that if it goes through, it went through the digestive tract, and therefore it's kli galalim. And therefore, so by us, it'll be considered kli galalim, and the kli that you make won't be mekabel tumah. Right, so I guess you prove from here that anything that's swallowed and goes out, you know, from the way that you go to the bathroom, it's not considered basar adam anymore, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah's mace, and so too by the peel, when it swallowed these branches and let them out, it's considered meukal, and if someone takes them and makes a basket out of it, it's kli galalim. And therefore, it's not mekabel tumah. Gemara says, "No, man, shani basa derakich. Maybe it's different. Maybe the fat is different because it's very soft. So that becomes digestive. But in the case of the hutsa, it's harder. So maybe it's not considered digested." Gemara says, "Okay, let's show me seifa. So look at the seifa. The seifa says, mitimu et ha'atzemos. What happened was in the case where the wolves swallowed the babies. So the meat, the fat that came out, they said was tahor. But when the bones came out." They said that was still considered tummy. So you see from here that something that's hard is not considered digested. So to in our case, the leaves are hard and not considered digested, and therefore it would not be kli galalim, and it would be mekabel tumah. So the Gemara says, no, Shani had samos dakushi kvei. Atzomos are much harder. So basically we have like three levels. We have meat, which is soft. Atzomos, which are hard. Meat that is soft is definitely considered kli gwalim. Atzomos, which are hard, are not considered kli gwalim. Our case of the leaves, which are somewhere in between, we don't have a way to answer whether or not that's considered kli gwalim or not, and therefore we still have our suffix as to whether or not when the elephant swallows the leaves, then it excretes them, and then you make a basket, is that basket mekabel tumah or not? I'm assuming so. I mean, I don't think one thing has anything to do with the other. Okay? Tosos asks a question, which I think you were alluding to. My Tosos says, look on the Amr Aleph. The last Tosos, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 10 lines down, at the end of the word, says Im Tomer. Says the Im Tomer, the Hacha Maskinon, the Basar, the Rakich, Havi Iko. Basically, the Maskan of the Gemara here is that the meat that came out from the wolves is considered soft, therefore it's considered equal, and therefore when it came out, it wasn't Mkabal Tumah. There was no Tumas Mace. The Im Tomer, the Hacha Maskinon, the Basar, the Rakich, Havi Iko, Uber Perakaud Bechoros, in the first Perak of Bechoros, Tanam, in the Mishnah, it says, Dag tahor shebola dag tame asr b'achila. If a kosher fish swallows a non-kosher fish, I guess you go inside, swallow the whole, and then the fish inside, I guess, is not kosher. I mean, I don't know what it means that the non-kosher fish is still not kosher, or the kosher fish becomes not kosher. I think it just means that what's in. I wasn't saying that it's still asr b'achila. It says below havi iko. It's not considered digestion, meaning the inside fish maintains its status as a fish. And still could still consider not kosher, even though we just said that meat is considered digested. So why can't the Tosef's question, I think, is what about the meat of this not kosher fish inside the kosher fish? It should be equal, and then when it comes out, you should be able to eat it. Because it's not a fish anymore. So that's one question. The Tevet Rav Haigon, the Mechavim Rav Haigon, the Shani Tuma, the Pushi Tuma Lo Mapsinan. It's different. Tuma, we don't want a lot of people. The idea is to try to minimize Tuma. When it comes to Isser and Heter, that may be something else. OJ Shlomar, another answer, the Hecha the Yotze Derech Beis Rei have equal Tvei Mehasa the Nusam Eim. Very different when it comes out in the excrement, where you just cut it open, you've got the fish in there and it's in there. If it comes out from the excrement, that's considered equal, that's digested. But here we're just sitting inside. So you can't just open up the shark and you find a full animal in there, you can't necessarily eat it. Because it wasn't equal yet. Okay. Right. Well, that's two answers for that. There's a third answer. So that's two answers, right? That's just an interesting question that Tosas points out. Okay. That's another. That's a good question. Tosas asked also. There's Gemara Kulin that brings down that a person who swallowed a ring. Right, it's not considered equal or something like that. So he says that the ring is different because it's very, very hard, and therefore it's considered complete. It's different than the bones and the meat that come out. Okay, fine. So that is the four svekos of Rav Nachama. Next shaila. This shaila is I find the most fascinating one. Why Rav Zera? Zera asked the following question. What? That was just a little gross. This is fascinating. Right, it started raining grain. It came out from the clouds. It was raining wheat. What's the story?
Not many meatballs.
No, cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Right, right. Mahu. So the Gemara says, "Lamai." What's the shaila? What are we talking about? What's the question? What is this? What are we asking that this wheat is good for? So lamai ilim menachos. If you want to use this wheat that came from the sky for menachos, a milo. What's the problem? And before we get on, because Machlokes Rashi tells us what's the metzias is. If I can use that word. So Rashi says, Sheyardu ba'avim, it's the second line. Sheyardu ba'avim im ha-matar, kisheshasu ha-avim v'okiyanus, volu svina malaya chitin. It's sort of like a tornado, I would think, that it kind of, somewhere there was a cyclone over the grabbed up a ship, and moved around in the air, and then eventually the wheat got dumped out somewhere else. Tosos speaking to Yardus says, "Perish the country Shishasu Okianos Ubalasvino Malachita Vikashla Rabina Tam." He says to the Ini Mikutzla Aretz. There's a question we're going to ask. The Gemara says, "Lamai." The question is whether or not these things are kosher for Shtei Lechem. Right? For Shtei Lechem, can you use it? So Shtei Lechem has to be from wheat in Eretz Yisrael. So Tosos says, "The Ini Mikutzla Aretz if according to Rashi, this wheat came from Chutzlaritz, it came from the Okeanos and came from Crete or something like that. So therefore, this he Chutzlaritz stay lechem mishpil shayim ba'avim, just because of what, what's the habim, just because it got into the clouds, now become mutter for stay lechem. Mikol makom b'moshosechem even. We need b'moshosechem v'lecha. The imeir tisrael. If it's from Eretz Yisrael, then just because of what the clouds would be no good. V'chi nesru hein al yedei kach elamirli da al yedei nes yardu ba'avim. It came down. It was a miracle. So it rained wheat. It was an absolute miracle. That's the case where I forgot who it was. He was about to be eaten by lions, and it rained a bunch of thighs of meat, and he fed up to the lions. So I'll say the mon. But so that's the shadow. The question is lamai. Elim enochos amai lo. What's the problem? All we discussed for enochos. The question is el l'shtei lechem. The question is for shtei lechem. My mimos v'seichem amar rachmana. It had to be mimos v'seichem. It has to be from wheat from Eretz Yisrael. Lafuki the kutzal aretz delo. That just comes to exclude wheat from outside of Eretz Yisrael. About the oven shapir dami. But what rains down from the sky would be mutter to bring the shtei lechem. O dilma mimos v'seichem dafka. It's mimos v'seichem dafka. It has to be from heat of Eretz Yisrael. Can't be from heat that comes from the sky, right? Bafilu ba'avim o dilma mimos v'seichem dafka. Bafilu the oven nami lo. So Gemara then asks, wait a second. That's a good question. I don't know. With the man, they said that the bracha was hamor lechem. Right, but I don't understand the whole kana of brachas is the way they're about. But meek, right? That's a machlokas in brachas. The Pnei Yeshua says that maybe it's zeraisa, but really we have. But meek goes back to another thing. How you put the halach into the. Is this actually possible?
Right?
Oh, Shemayim, so Lechem HaShemayim, the Torah is not in Shemayim. Okay. So, Mik Kai Gavna, basically, Gemara is asking, has there ever been a case like this? Gemara says, yeah, in Kida Adi Tayo, you have this Arab named Tayo, right? Nechisa Lei, Rum Kizu Chiti, B'tvasa Parsi. He had a teflach of chitin around an area of 3 parsos rained on it. I saw one of these doctor things that Rabbi Slifkin did some research to find out what's ever happened. And he said he came across a few cases in the Museum of Natural History. He came across a few cases where a person said that had to deal with animals. It started raining animals, but he thinks it may have been from a hurricane and they picked up. And he said it's a freak, but it's possible. I guess it's possible. Or you go with Tosos Hashita, where it's just basically, it was a nace. Or I think the answer is that, forget the Metzius. We're not trying to learn the Halakha. You take the wild cases and you can extract the Halakha from them. The question really is, what is Mimos Moseichem? So we're trying to figure out how strong the concept of Mimos Moseichem is. Okay. Next topic.
Where that tornado came from?
Well, that was Tosus' question. If it came from Eretz Yisrael, so then it should be good.
No, you know, but it's
what?
You don't know.
So it's a suffix, but it's not us, sir.
Right.
It's suffix. So boy, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Okay. Shibolas shehebiya shlish. He had a kernel that I guess that or a stalk that grew a third. So therefore, it grew a third. That's enough to be considered this year's produce, even if you chop it off, right? Shehebiya shlish, right? And then you chopped it off. Ushtala. And then you planted it la'achar omer. You planted it again. And then it started growing again. What's the din? Is it considered this year's produce or last or next year's produce? Right? Bakar ikar azlinan. Do we go according to the ikar, which is that it was pre-omer? Evisharia omer, therefore it's mutter. Otima barta tosefas azlinan. We go according to.
So that's different.
That's different. Taking root applies only if it's still connected to the ground.
Right.
If it's chopped off, you need a shlish. So this was chopped off. Okay? So baser tosefas aslinan. So and therefore it'd be atzi yova omer haba. And therefore everything that grows from here would be usher until next year's omer. Okay, so Gemara says, Tivshut le mehada omer abubar amar Rabbi Yochanan. You can learn it out from the answer from Rabbi Yochanan. Yalda, you have a small growth, right? Shesibcha bezakena. That has, okay, small growth, a young growth, that hasn't passed through orla, still orla fruits, right, and you graft it with an older growth, ubot peros, and then the peros that grew before, afilo hosit masayim, usher, even in the new, even combined growth, is more than 200 times more than the payrus on the old on the young tree, it's still usher b'orla. Mashma, you go buser, the ikr, you go going to the ikr. And so too, an amar of Shmuel bar Nachmei Amar Yochan, butzos shtala b'kerem, you made clients, you planted an onion in the field, and nekar kerem, and now you uprooted the kerem, so the onion is by itself. Nevertheless, afilu hosit masai, and then you replant it. Even if it grows 200 more, it's still usher, because butzor ikara has been on. And they go according to the original. So to now, it's according to the original, it would be mutter. So the Gemara says, no. He goofed for coming by life. My question was based on these two issues. It seems from these two cases that you go basar ikar. But is that loshna lakula, loshna lakumra? Both those cases are lakumra. Is it loshna lakula, loshna lakumra? Odilma, safukim is spikalu, or is it really a safik, and therefore the chumra amrinan, lakula lo amrinan. Therefore we say lakumra and not lakula, and therefore in our case, which is lakula, maybe we don't hold the basar ikar. And the Gemara says, take a, right? You all will answer that, Shaila. Okay, stop there.